U.S. Congress pushes for ban on Chinese cars. A group of lawmakers has introduced a bill that aims to permanently block Chinese-connected vehicles from entering the U.S. market, escalating concerns in Washington about automotive technology and national security. The proposal would restrict passenger vehicle imports if they contain any Chinese-developed software or advanced connectivity systems. This move is part of a broader effort by the U.S. government to address national security risks associated with Chinese companies. The bill's supporters argue that modern vehicles collect vast amounts of data through their cameras, sensors, and software systems, which could potentially create security risks if controlled by Chinese companies. They claim that this could compromise sensitive information and put American drivers at risk. The proposed legislation is intended to protect both American drivers and American manufacturing. The Biden administration's original executive order in January 2025 effectively shut Chinese automakers out of the U.S. passenger car market by restricting the import or sale of vehicles with Chinese software or communications technology. The new legislation would lock those restrictions into law while outlining means of enforcement. The push has broad support from the U.S. auto industry, with trade groups representing major Detroit automakers and brands like Toyota, Volkswagen, Hyundai, and others backing the ban on Chinese vehicle imports. They warn that China poses a direct threat to America's global competitiveness, national security, and automotive industrial base. However, Chinese automakers such as BYD, NIO, and Geely have seen rapid expansion in many parts of the world, including Europe, South America, and areas of Asia. Many competitors argue that China is gaining an advantage by undercutting other automakers on price. The Chinese embassy in Washington has criticized the bill, calling on the U.S. to stop overstretching the concept of national security. Despite this, the proposed ban remains a contentious issue with significant implications for the global automotive industry. The proposed legislation would effectively lock in place restrictions first imposed by the Biden administration in early 2025. This move is part of a broader effort by the U.S. government to address concerns over Chinese companies' involvement in the automotive sector. As the debate over the proposed ban continues, it remains to be seen how it will impact the global automotive industry and the U.S. market for passenger vehicles. The issue highlights the growing tensions between the U.S. and China over issues of national security and trade. The proposed legislation is a response to concerns that Chinese companies are using their technological prowess to gain an unfair competitive advantage in the global market. However, critics argue that this move could have unintended consequences on the automotive industry as a whole. Ultimately, the fate of the proposed ban will depend on how it is received by lawmakers and the broader public. As the debate continues, it remains clear that the issue of Chinese cars in the U.S. market is one that requires careful consideration and nuanced discussion.